The Great Escape, Part 2. By Far White. A sickening, plastic-sounding crunch. Check self, fine. Look around for any obvious danger, none. Smell for petrol, none. The area wasn't notably busy, some people across the road were looking over with curiosity and, hopefully, concern, gave the thumb up and said tutter bene. Some men, on my side of the road, were walking towards me. Told them that I'm English, have limited Italian and could they please phone the police? They helped try to move Bet but she was going nowhere, front wheel arch was pressed onto wheel. Police, riot van? Arrived, checked documents and tested for alcohol, tutter bene. They waited for the local police to arrive and left after satisfying local policeman, Leonardo, that documents etc. in order. Over the next few hours, we agreed that car would have to be towed, not driven, away. The fine for driving without concentrating, €29, was paid. They decided not to charge for the damaged railings, phoned home to advise situation, tow truck arrived and had to call another, with crane, to assist. Car needed to be lifted clear of a damaged railing. Tow driver would take me to a hotel that was open. Had no idea of lockup situation here in Liguria. Hotel was one of a known chain. Expensive but needed to sit and assess. No room service but was able to buy a beer and follow manager's directions to a nearby 24 hours kiosk for basic food. Phoned home to advise status and then car insurance 24 hours claim reporting number. Next morning, Saturday, spoke to tow company, requesting that car be taken to a mechanic. This would not happen before Monday. Had a walk around Genoa. Nearby found a hotel that was also fine and much more reasonably priced. Ascertained lockup situation in Genoa, masks obligatory in any open to the public buildings. Of course including the only shops open, food, child clothes and pharma. Cafes, restaurants and bars could be open but porta via, takeaway, only. Lockup was being lifted, everywhere, on Monday week. Plan, confirm car repairable, if so, ascertain cost to make drivable, cost to make perfect and duration of either. On Sunday, whilst having un caffè in Piazza Colombo, Leonardo phoned to check that all was okay, offering help if not. He wasn't at work, nor was this call anything other than typical Italian hospitality. Had purchased caffè from nearby barman Pino who named me English, Inglake. Subsequently had a call from Noreen at car insurance company, responding to the 24 hours claim advice, she was helpful and requested photographs of, damaged, car. Duly sent. Note, have been in insurance, at Lloyd's, since leaving school in 1990 at nearly 18. In the good old days when you weren't allowed into the market until you knew what you were doing. Was surprised to be advised that bet was to be written off not beyond repair, beyond economical repair. Not helped by her being in Italy whilst the UK is locked up. This article could easily become an insurance lesson, will refrain but happy to answer any questions. In short, the insurance company can write the car off, pay the sum insured and the wreck become theirs. In the end, they paid the agreed value. And sold bet back to me for very little. Cost, duration of repairs were prohibitive, decided to get bet trucked back to excellent mechanic, Beetle specialist, Steve. It transpired that travel to Sicily via Genoa ferry would be impossible until 3 June, the date when Italy inter-region restrictions were being lifted. Had left England 7 May. Copyright Far White 2020.